Well, while I'm doing this, isn't it a beautiful day today? We've been given another breath to breathe. Some a little easier than others, but yes. Okay, let's start with this. This is a unity call to worship. This is a responsory reading. I will do both parts. People, we share in one faith, one soul, and one mind, which belongs solely and wholly to you, leader. We are baptized with one baptism, eat of one bread, drink of one cup. People, we confess one name above all names. We are obedient, one Lord, who frees us from tyranny and hatefulness of the world. Leader, we are one hope, one comfort, one goal. People, we are one people united despite any noticeable differences by our faith in you, Lord Jesus. Leader, we are one people united by your love and mercy to stand against any power that would try to tear us apart. People, we are one people united in the blessing and suffering, united in joy, united in sorrow, united in strength, united in weakness. Receive our praise. The scripture I've chosen today is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 25. Blessed be the Lord God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again and living in hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, whom by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice through now for a little while. If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the testing of genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, and may be found in result in praise, glory, and honor of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ, which was indicating when he predicted the suffering of Christ, the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, and the things that now have been announced to you, through whom you preached the good news by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels long to look. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, being sober-minded, and set your hope full in grace to be brought to you in the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but be he called you to be holy, and as you are holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. For if you call on him, the Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of exile. However, that you are ransomed for futile ways, inherit from your forefathers, not either perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb which blemished or spot. He was forsaken before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in last times for the sake of you, who through him, believers in God, who raised him from the dead, gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God, having purified your souls by obedience to the faith, for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all is glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Let's pray. We thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. We thank you for everyone in this building, Lord, and those who couldn't make it. Father, we are called. Just help us to do according to your perfect plan, Lord. In your son's holy name we ask it. Amen.